وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My sister, I understand your situation and you and alhamdulillah, barakallah fiki. What I want to say to you, my sister, what you said and what you view about the situation and about the proposal from that brother and from that sheikh is a sign of your good iman, of your good faith and of your positive thinking. Barakallah fiki. Lots of women, they don't have this kind of understanding. I really appreciate this kind of understanding from you, and I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to increase you in all khair and protect you and increase you in all khair and give you and grant you a beautiful future with a good spouse bi'inillah jalla wa'ala. But my dear sister, I would like to say to you, the rejections or the accepting from your parents, from your wali, did it based on something that it's something, it's a logical, something logic, go back to something correct according to the logic or according to the Kitab and Sunnah, or no? You need always to balance this issue. What I mean? Now listen, it seems that the person who proposed to you is quite old, and the difference in the age between you is huge, like Aisha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you understand, means more than 20 to 30 years in between you and him. Same thing like Khadija and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from 15 to 20 years. So if your father, he see that, you know, the man, and especially the man, he's in polygamy, he have three wives, and he know his situation, he know the whole situation. So, and he know that your father, normally he's a wise man, these issues, the issues of the lack understanding for the religion is doesn't involve in the matter. He balance it and he see it from all situations and circumstances. So he say to you that it's not suitable, I agree about polygamy, I don't disagree with Allah Azza wa Jalla orders and comments, I believe that it's good for you inshallah, this and that, but because of the different the age, because of the health issues, because of the economic issues, I feel so scared for you, my daughter, to involve in this kind of marriage, this and that. I think something like that, you should take his advice, you understand me or not? But if the matter is just emotions, you know the situation is not like that, and you have already and history with your wali and your father, he rejected a lot of good people without any proper reason, not a reasonable reason. So same thing, he keep continuing the same issue now. The difference between you and him is reasonable, between you and the person who proposed to you is reasonable, and at the same time the man is good and he knows that he can take care of you, and you ask already according to your ability about him, and seems everything is good. You know that how he treat his wives and everything, it seems good. So it's not really a big deal, and the reason for your wali to reject is just out of emotions and ignorance and whatever, leak money from the religion or whatever. So in this situation, I said to you, my sister, go for it inshallah. If your wali stopping you and you know it's khair and he's gonna keep delaying you without any haq, and maybe he gonna agree for a wrong man to marry you because of his ignorance in this situation, I said to you, Ukhti, go and find your own ways. Go to the wali, go to the sultan, go to that person that who can replace your father according to the shara. You understand? Try to move, try to do something to change the situation and to take the correct decision. You understand? You know, go to the wali, go to the wali, go to the sultan, go to the judge, the Muslim judge that who can replace your father, explain to the situation so they can stop your father from continuing this kind of issue, or they can advise him. Talk to your sister, to talk to their husbands and to the brothers so they can sit with your father to advise him and correct his understanding. Till the end, you need to do kind of movement to change the situation. You understand? You know, sometimes, ya ukhti fillah, sometimes to marry the person in a polygamy is much, much better than marry a person without polygamy. And sometimes the opposite. The situation doesn't follow one rule and one qaida. It depends. It depends about the situation. It depends about him. It depends about his family. It depends about his mentality. It depends about his knowledge. It depends about his justice till the end. So you need to balance it from all rules. And before you make a judgment about your father, about his decision, you need to know its base. On a correct base or no? Till the end. I think, my sister, you understand my point. May Allah grant you a good decision. Bi-inillah. Barakallahu fiki.